Hey there, don't let your heart be troubled. Jesus has this grand invitation. Trust God, trust also in Jesus. And now we make that concrete. We're looking today at some of Jesus' statements in John chapter 15, making that concrete by abiding. I want to make today an experiment in abiding. Jesus says, abide in me and I will abide in you. So take a moment right now. Now, abiding is something that we do primarily with our mind. And so allow your mind to be aware of the fact that God is here right now. And I'm talking with you, but I'm not depending on me talking. I'm depending on God. I'm calling on God. I'm inviting God, and you do that. So relax your body. Your body's a part of this. Just let go of whatever tension, concern, ungratified desire, resentment has been occupying, tensing your muscles. Just let everything relax, your eyes, your shoulders. Take a deep breath. This is the breath, the Spirit of God. Invite God to speak to you now. Take a look at your world over the last day, scale of 1 to 10, how much trouble has been in your world. And then just take a look at your heart, scale of 1 to 10, how much peace is there in your heart? And invite the peace that Jesus offers us as a gift into you right now. And then hear these words. Don't feel guilty about not doing them enough, if that thought should occur to you. Jesus is not in that particular thought. Receive them now as an invitation. Abide in me, as I also abide in you. That little word is such a rich word. It means to dwell or to inhabit. Just like our physical body is abiding someplace, our minds, our thoughts and desires and choices dwell someplace. Dallas Willard would say, the greatest freedom of all human freedoms, and one we so often take for granted and treat cavalierly and allow to become destructively, the greatest freedom is, where do I place my mind? And Jesus says, now I'm the mind. Place your mind in me, in my words, in my life, in my teaching, in my love, supremely my love, my greatness. Remain in me, abide in me as I abide in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide, remained primarily in your mind with me. I am the vine, you're the branches. If you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not abide in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Now, what does Jesus mean when he talks about bearing fruit? Well, think of being fruitful. Think of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And then that will result in exterior things as well, in adding value and making a difference and helping point other people towards God in generosity, in servanthood. But of course, it's possible for somebody to look fruitful or to have lots of externally impressive accomplishments in their life, even spiritually, and yet not be fruitful on the inside. So it begins on the inside by bearing this kind of fruit. And Jesus says, now what you want to think about is not trying hard to be more fruitful. Yeah, doesn't do the branch any good to strain. I got to be really fruitful. I got to conjure up more love and conjure up more peace or have real impressive accomplishments. No. My job is to abide. Now, Jesus, will you be with me? Will you be in my mind? Will you pour out love and joy and peace and patience in me. Here's the thing about abiding. Your body's going to abide someplace. Whether or not you want it to, on purpose or by accident, it's going to be abiding somewhere. And your spirit or your mind, that is my thoughts and my desires and my decisions, they will be abiding someplace. And if I allow them to abide in the wrong place, that way is death. There's a very unlikable, destructive character in the East of Eden by the name of Joe. This is what Steinbeck says about him. Now, this is abiding. Think of abiding when you hear this. Misabiding, wrong abiding. He had built his hatreds little by little, Joe had, beginning with a mother who neglected him, a father who alternately whipped and slobbered over him. It had been easy to transfer his developing hatred to the teacher who disciplined him, and the policeman who chased him, and the priest who lectured him. Even before the first judge looked down on him, Joe had developed a fine stable of hates toward the whole world he knew. Hatred cannot live alone. It must have love as a trigger, a goad, or a stimulant. Joe early developed a gentle, protective love for Joe. He comforted, flattered, and cherished Joe. He set up walls to save Joe from a hostile world. If Joe got into trouble, it was because the world was in an angry conspiracy against him. Aren't you glad you never indulged in resentments like this? Hostile, self-pitying thoughts? That way, abiding in those kind of resentments will produce a certain kind of fruit of self-pity and isolation and ingratitude and a loss of love and a loss of joy. And it is possible for me to abide there from one moment to the next. But that's not the invitation. So again, right now, deep breath and invite Jesus to abide in your mind as you seek to abide in him. I will give you a wonderful picture of this. This is not from John Steinbeck. This is from Dallas Willard in his little book, Renovation of the Heart. And he writes about the secret to this peace. Jesus says, "My peace I give to you." The secret to this peace, as great apprentices of Jesus have long known, is being abandoned to God. The person who is heartily abandoned to God knows that all shall be well because God is in charge of his or her life. My peace is the greatness of God. And this is not something I strain to try to believe, it just is. I am not the one in control of outcomes. So just say that for a moment now. I am not the one in control of outcomes. And then smile, because it's real good you're not. And me too. And then here's the picture of abiding I invite you to carry into your day. This is from a poem Dallas quotes by a poet named Sidney Lanier. Lanier himself contracted tuberculosis as a young adult in the 19th century, did not even make it to his 40s, died when he was in his 30s, suffered enormously. And he wrote a picture of abiding in God taken from a little animal called a marsh hen. Now, this is a real humble animal, sometimes called a mud chicken. The mud chicken, not particularly lovely, not a songbird, kind of an ugly cackling song, kind of a weak flyer, and yet a beauty to its life. As the marsh hen secretly builds on the watery sod, behold, I will build me a nest on the greatness of God. So now pause a moment. Invite God to create that little nest inside you that's built on his greatness, on his goodness, on his love, on his care, the one who created the world and is superintending its redemption. I will fly in the greatness of God as the marsh hen flies in the freedom that fills all the space twixt the marsh and the skies. So now sometimes today as you abide in God, then you fly. We're pretty poor flyers, but there'll be moments of inspiration. You'll see somebody and God will give you the grace to notice them and to think of something encouraging or truthful or confronting and challenging or generous to say to them or to do for them. You'll have moments today of flight where you're being carried along by a power greater than yourselves. That's part of abiding. By so many roots, as the marsh grass sends in the sod, I will heartily lay me a hold on the greatness of God. The greatness and love of God forms my peace and my love and my joy. Today, bear fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and so. Not by straining really, really hard. Not by abdicating. Where do I allow my mind, my spirit to abide? Not by allowing circumstances to dictate. Oh, they go well, I'm up. They go badly, I'm down. No, no, no. Embrace whatever is. Embrace whatever circumstance that comes along, because the only place I can find God is in this circumstance right here. And like a little marsh hen builds its nest in the sod, I will build my nest on the greatness of God. Don't let your heart be troubled. Let this day be an adventure in abiding.
Hey, before you go, be sure to click that subscribe button below this video to make sure you don't miss any future episodes in this series, Untroubled Heart. You can also head over to our website, becomenew.com, and subscribe for the text or the email, which will send you additional resources, thoughts, and questions to go along with each episode. Become New is so much more than just a video to watch. It's really a community to be part of. And so I encourage you to chime in the comments and add your voice to the conversation. In fact, if you're not a part of our Facebook group, during this series, I'm posting a question via video for each episode in the series. And I would love to have you engage with me there. So you can head over there by clicking the link in the description to this video. You can also find the links to our Instagram and X account if you want to follow those throughout the week. If you have a prayer request, there is a team of us who meet to pray each weekday for viewers just like yourself. So don't carry that burden alone. We want you to send it to us so that we can come alongside you. You can text it to 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Remember, the most important thing about your life is the person you become. I'll be seeing you.